Thank you. set me free. Pour out new wine on this thirsty heart of mine. Come, Holy Spirit, move on me. I am near, a journey to, I do not. Sur le marché la yanga, nous dami vaini mi kuvisi tamino, kai anem ne adunga.
Halleluja. Makoe inui ilang kawji maoktugi nauko khattaqse mamanga ta kawji mallugit ha kitawshi maningi takulaqtugi upinnaqtuwalo khattaq khuppaqtaw naqtuwalo khattaqto mamma gayala halleluja kolo ayulakut Taman mewut itu, ulang kita umat. Nampak tinggi loksu mama. Tema lah, aku jaga si mama jauh. Ubangan apa? Ukhumaitu meiti dulu. Tak ku, nampak tinggi loksu mama. Kesian ni, jika jatuh si mama jatuh parah juga tak ku nunga. Hallelujah. Mana? Ah, ini ni aku jauh ni yang ada. Ulu. Mak windau ni alat yang mudah tanya juk sakit walau mereka teman ni lewakan ni. Jadi kuli leh awalan yang tu, pukul nukta mi awalan yang tu nai, pukul nukta mi tu mit tu. Ileng awalan yang kong mata ulumi. Gurun yang tukta mana? Ilin yang tu aku tukta terasa mengasih bulak pangalun David Elliot dan London Ontario mi. Aili ni ada tidak kau ni man ulah aili kota tu saya juga betul ni nae kail aku kisi tu masuk kisi let's welcome David Elliot one and only mau nak ni aku tidak kau tak tahu mau nak tak tahu ni dalam macam David, I thought you were going to take a shortcut. Amen.
Hey.
Thank you. Shortcuts are for the young ladies and the young men. I'm still jumping for the Lord, but not as high. And I want to thank the Lord for my wonderful interpreter. I think she's a great preacher. God has gifted the church in the north with many good leaders. Men and women of God. There are some men who are foolish enough to think that women don't have a place. But I am reminded of Resurrection Sunday morning. While the men were hanging their head and wondering what they're going to do,
angoti sutsaner mangame nalortitaga ogatu inalertilugit.
The women were at the tomb finding out the good news.
Teikwago akne khawjigiaktuvini sunatusaratsasea teikani luvermitusak tusaktauniak mangan.
And they came a running with that news.
Khawjigamillo akpangirtualo suti ullatualo lilaktuvini.
And the men, just like men are sometimes, they wouldn't believe them. They had to go see for themselves. It took me a few years to realize in my home that I had a wife who was very sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord would give me vision of the big picture of things that he wanted to do. He would confirm that to my wife and give her the details. And after a few years, I learned to listen to her. If I had learned sooner, I probably would have made less mistakes. So men, if you have a woman of God as your spouse, walk hand in hand with her. Because God brought her to you. And not by an accident. As a part of His will and purposes for your life and her life. This morning I'm going to be talking on a foundation principle. And perhaps this foundation principle is the one I should have spoke about first. And that foundation principle that we need, all of us need in our life, is the foundation principle of love. We learn from 1 Corinthians chapter
13
that we can have all of the gifts in operation in our life, we can speak in tongues, we can interpret. We can lay hands on the sick, we can prophesy. But if we do not flow and operate in love, the Lord says it's just like noise. And so this morning I'm going to take a step backward. And I'm going to take a few moments to refresh this principle in our lives. And before I do, would you just bow your heads with me? We welcome Holy Spirit to be our teacher this morning. Lord, we thank you for your love that drew us to the cross, that revealed our sins to us so that we could leave them at the foot of the cross. We thank you, Lord, this morning for your grace and your mercy. And we understand that a part of your grace is your teaching grace.
And
so we ask you, Holy Spirit, this morning to teach us. That you would lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you would deal with our hearts. That you would sow your word as a good seed. That the fruits of righteousness will be produced in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There are some things that God has been speaking to the church. Aren't you glad that God still speaks to his people? We need to hear from him. The Lord Jesus said we need ears to hear. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the Lord speaks to his churches, seven times he said, let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
And
God is speaking to his church all over the world. And one of the wonderful things about what God speaks is he is consistent in his message. We are living in a time when the Lord is taking the church and restoring to it the principles that he desires it to have. We know that many of our churches in the north and in the south, through tradition and past experiences, have become bound in religion. But Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Religion is something that is outward. Religion is man trying to reach God. But Christianity is the Lord Jesus reaching down to us. We will never be good enough to reach up to him. And because of that, he came down to us. So that he could change us and make us able to come into his presence. And as those that are washed in the blood of the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can come boldly into his presence and welcome him to speak to us and work in our lives. Here are some of the things that God has been restoring to the church. No, I have not traveled as far as some men like Roger and Billy. But in the places that I have traveled to, I see there is a consistency in what God is speaking.
nunani takohattasima yonga atchigili yumiku ti opiniak kharningani.
And because of that, he loves us so much, he has come down into our midst to restore these principles.
Taimanalli usunnikumino kuti haisima yutamaunga inigiyaktino aitsuni tamakkuninga opinio tunga vigiyangin hanuilogota hoyanginni ilinneritsiyartusuni.
The first thing I see that he is restoring is true worship.
Unalo takohatta taga hanirtuini angilitirini mitsiharnikorto utirtitanga.
When the Lord Jesus spoke to the woman at the well,
Jesus yo have khalosim man arnami imirtaviusaneni.
He said he desires that people would worship him. The Father desires that people would worship him. And worship is not a form. It's not just singing songs. It is our heart reaching up to the Father's heart. It is our voices, our hearts lifting up and worshiping or adoring the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord promised that he would come and inhabit the praises of his people. That is in Psalms. And true worship is marked by the living presence of the living God. The second thing that I see that the Lord is doing, he is tearing down the walls and bringing us into fellowship. He is helping us to understand that in our communities there is only one church. We might meet in different buildings, but there is only one church. Our church may be called Full Gospel or Anglican. But there is only one church, and it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's calling us to fellowship. Now in the South, we talk about fellowship like being two fellows in the same boat, the same ship.
Fellowship la yo hallonatito fellow la yo angotimilasong mammaloship la yo umiakjoa milatsuni tatsumago tukinga hallonatito angotimako umiakjoa mito la yo joyakto.
Maybe it's a big canoe. But we're in this boat together. And we need to work together. You know, years ago, there was, when I was young, I was young once. I can remember being in a rowboat with paddles. And I was paddling one way. And the other fellow on the other side of the boat was paddling the other way. Instead of the boat going forward, we went around in circles. And that's what happens when we don't work together in fellowship with the Lord. We go around in circles. And we never accomplish or go to where God intended us to go. We don't see our communities change for Jesus. Because people see us fighting and competing against one another. When they should see us working together and flowing together with one another. In the original language, the Greek. And I know a little Greek.
Greek, Michaelimalakamiyunga.
Matter of fact, I eat at his restaurant. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God laughs? Aren't you glad that we can enjoy the presence of the Lord? Everywhere I go, I tell people I'm tired of Christians who look like they've been sucking on pickles. Sour pickles. They put on their religious face and come to church. But my Lord came to give me life and joy. And so let's leave our pickles at home. This word fellowship in the Greek has a very intimate meaning. It is the same word that is used to talk about communion or when we come to the Lord's table. It talks about that close relationship we have with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And if we are in true relationship with Him, then we will have a relationship with one another. There'll be no walls, there'll be no barriers. We will see Christ in one another. The other area that I see that the Lord has been speaking to us. I believe it is from the Beatitudes where the Lord has called us to mourn. I believe God is calling us to mourn for those that are lost and dying in sin. Now, do you remember yesterday I told you that one of the principles that brought revival to our church was when we as a church stood and said we choose to believe our Bible on purpose. We confess that we believe this is God's word. And that it's God's word for us. And this word says those that die in sin go to hell.
Da koko tio housing o hasima matate ko ayone me chuti suli to hoyun iko makchole asone rein mata.
They will live eternally separated from Christ and God.
O hasima mata isohangito mogo inogo makto avitsimaloti kutimin.
That's what the Bible says.
Kutio housing itay mau hakton.
And if we believe that, then we will have an understanding and a passion for those that are lost.
We will
mourn for the lost, and that mourning will cause us to go forward to see that no more are lost. It's time that we started pulling people out of hell so that we can put them in heaven. And so what I'm saying that is the Lord is speaking to the church and renewing its call to go into the world and give the good news. There is also, as I travel, I see that God is speaking to us to become, to serve the Lord with purity. The time has passed where we can have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God. In the south, we call that sitting on the fence. Instead of seeing how close we can walk to the line, we need to run away from that line and to run toward the Lord. That is what the Lord is calling us to separate ourselves to purity. We have also been reminded this week that God is calling us to deny ourselves and to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Jesus said, if we seek the kingdom of God first, the other things will be given to us. But if we seek the things of the world, we're going to lose everything. So he's calling us to deny self. People are beginning to understand that baptism is more than just an identification that you're a Christian. It's a time when we can say, yes, I'm going to bury the old man so I could walk in the resurrection power of Christ.
And I
understand as I travel too that the Lord is calling us to a close relationship with Him.
You
know what I have learned, husband and wives? That as I get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ in my relationship, and as my wife gets closer to the Lord Jesus Christ in her relationship, we get closer in our relationship. The Christian home and Christian family should be the example of what the world can look to and say, that's what I want. And that doesn't happen just because you say, I'll make it happen. It is a product of what of Jesus being in your home and in your life and in your wife's life. God is calling us to closer relationship. We call it intimacy in English. He's calling pastors and leaders into a closer relationship. You see, as Elias and as Pastor Peter and Billy and Pastor Hattie are closer to in their relationship with the Lord Jesus. Then we will be closer in our relationship with one another. We'll be able to bear one another's burdens. We'll be able to strengthen one another in our relationships. We'll be able to share our heartaches and our concerns, and that it will be safe to share them because of the Lord Jesus Christ being in the relationship. I believe also that the Lord is saying that He's releasing a great measure of His mercy in the earth today. He's calling us to be instruments of His mercy. People know they are sinners. They know they are hurting. They know that they need change. They don't need the law to tell them that, even the word of God to hit them on the head to know that.
But
they need to know the mercy of God. They need to know that the Lord loves them. And we are the instruments of His mercy. And all of what I have just shared is really just an introduction to what I want to speak to you about this morning. Now sometimes my introductions are long. And the message or the point that I want to share is short. Because we need to lay the foundation for what I want to share with you. You see, all of these things that I have shared with you will not flow unless we are walking and flowing in the love of Jesus Christ. And so there is a baptism. We talked about baptism yesterday. And I believe that it is a baptism of love. And we experience that many times. We experienced it first when we knelt at the foot of the cross and realized that God so loved the world. That He died to set me free. We experience that baptism in love when we come out of the waters of baptism. When we realize that not only has He saved us, but He has provided for our whole life so that we can walk in victory. We experience that when we are baptized and filled in the Holy Spirit. And we realize that God so loved me that He decided He would live in me to help me walk. We experience that baptism of love when we come to this altar with a need and God ministers to us and sets us free. The altar time last night was an experience and a revelation of the love of God. God of all creation, touching and changing lives forever. Why? Because He loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. He loves you. But He does not want that love to stop here. What I am sharing with you is that He has entered into us within a covenant of love. In Ezekiel 16 verse 8.
Ezekiel 16, verse 8.
He said, when I passed by you and looked upon you, behold, thy time was the time of love. And He said, I spread my garment and covered your nakedness. And I entered into a covenant with you. You see, when sin came into the world, man realized he was naked. Because he had lost his covering. His covering was the glory of God. He walked in his presence and communed with him face to face. But when sin came, they lost that covering. And so each of us were naked before the Lord because of sin. And there was a time when he came and passed by each of us. And he covered us with his garment. And we put on the righteousness of
Christ.
It was a time of love. The Father reaching out to his child. Hallelujah. God has called us in love. And we understand from 1 John chapter 4, verse 10.
1 John, si voli yo ana si 4, verse 10.
How he revealed this love to us. The scripture says, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die for our sins. If you want a revelation of God's love, all you need to do is look at the third man, the man in the middle cross. We asked that question, how much did he love me? And the word of the Lord tells us, he said, I love you this much. And he stretched out his arms and died for us. The Bible says, greater love has no man. We have received the greatest love. And he has poured that love into us. That he may pour that love through us. And all that God has called us to do and to be. We must do it as vessels, instruments of love. Now John chapter 13 verse 35.
John 13:35. You wanna see 13:35?
Jesus said, this is how men will know you're my disciple.
Jesus
if you have love one for another, does that mean I have to love Pastor Peter? Does that mean I have to love Pastor Moses? Does that mean I have to love Pastor Billy? Well, there are men that are easy to love. I can love them. But what about the unsaved, the sinner? The man that is drunk and sick in his vomit. What about the unlovely? He calls us to take them in our arms. Because our arms are the arms of
Jesus.
To embrace them and let them know that Jesus loves them. If we do not do that, they will never know the love of the Lord. There are many that have been abused by their fathers. Some of that abuse was intentional. And some of it was unintentional. But it has wounded hearts. And many do not know what it means to have a father's love. And the Lord is calling us to reveal the Father's heart, the heart of love. If you want to understand love better, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is our guide. It says love suffers long. That means it doesn't have an end. It means it is unconditional. It says that love is kind. It doesn't mean that I beat you with love. But I might correct you in love. You understand that the Father loves us. And he corrects us in love. He does not beat us. He loves us. And sometimes he lets us go our own way. Much like the teaching on the prodigal son. The father knew that one day he would return. And every day he watched for the return. And when the son returned, he didn't say, "I told you so, you foolish boy." He took out the robe and clothed him. He had a feast for him. He loved him and made him welcome. That's the love of the Father. The love of the Father is kind. The Bible says that the love of God does not create envy or covetousness.
In
the south, I see something among pastors that grieves my heart, and I know it grieves the Father's heart. A pastor is jealous because another church is growing and his isn't.
Wait. Okay. Bijil samo hausilina vese. Okay. Sera sera sera.
Okay. When the Lord says we should rejoice when another one prospers.
Amen.
Amen. And if we can rejoice with them, then one day we will see growth and they can rejoice with us. Love does not exalt oneself.
I am the great Hollenock from the south. Mighty man of God. You're lucky to have me here. Let me bless you. That's not God. That's not love. The love of the Lord says, I come as your servant. Let me wash your feet. Let me bind your wounds. That's the love of the Lord. We are here to serve. Love always serves one another. Love does not rejoice in sin. But love does celebrate when truth is lifted up. When someone gets healed or gets saved, when someone gets set free, love rejoices. Love gets excited. Love shouts,
hallelujah.
Love rejoices when God has his way. Love is foundational. It is a stone that sits right next to the heart of God. Now I want to give you one other thought. And then I'm going to close. The word of the Lord teaches us that if we do not have love, we will be blind to the things of God. Lack of love blinds us. Because when we don't see with the love of the Father and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see with the carnal eyes. Instead of seeing hope, we see despair. Instead of seeing victory, we see defeat. Instead of hearing God's praises, we listen to the enemy's lies. And so we need to search our hearts that we may flow in the love of the Lord. May others know us as those that love one another. We're not here to compete. We're not here to brag. We are humbled by the love of God. The love of God will always humble us.
To
think that the Lord of all creation loves me enough to give me a hug. How does he give me a hug? He uses you. He uses you. You are the ones that release his love. Will you stand with me? Thank you, Lord. Let's just bow our heads. Lord, I just ask you that you would search our hearts. Lord, I ask you to search my heart. Is there anyone anywhere that I don't love? And Lord, I mean love as your love, Lord. The Bible says that true love is when a man is willing to lay down his life. So Lord, I ask this question of myself this morning. Am I willing to lay my life down for each one that's here? Am I willing to lay down my life for those that aren't
here?
Because that is how you revealed your love to us. That when we did not love you, you died for us that we could know your love. So I ask, Lord, that you would search our hearts and that you would reveal them to us. And if there's any area where we need you to pour in your love, do the work as only you could do the work. We ask it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask now that you would take this word I have shared and use it as a good seed. Sow it into our hearts. Water it. Cause it to grow. That in our days ahead and months ahead, we may have produced the fruits of righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.